Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home of Girls leading Searcy 27-16. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, big win over Nelton this past Friday night, 41-39. I got to tell you, just on a personal level, that was a fun game to call.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Yeah, it's always nice when that last one goes in.
Yes.
But, no, you know, we really, Nelton did a great job. You know, got to give their coaches a ton of credit. Did a good job of defending us the way we needed to be defended.
Yeah.
Come out. We had been really, they've been playing a lot of 3-2 zones, so we've really been working our zone stuff and just thought for sure that's how they was going to defend us. And they come out playing a man and being in help, and three of our guys, which really clogged things up, gave us some really strange looks, and you know, our guys, we looked a little confused. Some of our guys looked a little confused that first half. But,
yeah.
You know, what it did, though, it kind of slowed it down, and it kept the game at our tempo, and, you know, they took a nice little lead there, but it was never out of hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went at halftime, made a few adjustments, moved some guys in different spots. But what we had to do defensively, we had to extend out a little bit, give them some different looks, try to speed up the game. And, you know, and then it paying off in the fourth quarter, we just kind of stayed, put a little bit of pressure on them, stayed, you know, didn't give them any layups, and they took jump shots. Missed the jump shots, which is key.
Yes.
You know, it gave us a chance, and we went down there and did a nice job of converting a few things. And, you know, they finally went to that zone, and we attacked it really quick and got some good buckets out of it, and they got right back out of it. And but, you know, tonight we're going to see probably the most zone. Well, for sure we're going to see the most zone we've played all year. Searcy has been doing a really good job running a 1-3-1 matchup. That, you know, they keep their good one inside to kind of clean up everything. Got a little bit of length on one of the sides, so we're going to try to attack the weak side of their zone. But you know, anytime you play a zone, there's different ways to attack it and get it in the right spot. But it's all going to be predicated of us knocking down shots. And we're going to need some guys to step up tonight. We're a little shorthanded. One of our best shooters is out tonight, and that's Jake McGee. He rolled an ankle Friday, and he's probably our second best perimeter shooter. He's probably in the top three for sure. And we're going to miss that. You know, that's really a zone extender when you got a guy that, because they're going to be collapsing in on our bigs. That's kind of our advantage. But we're going to have to have more guys than Wyatt knocking down outside shots for us. So be a really good test for us tonight. Searcy's been incredible at home. You know, they've beaten Green County Tech, Marion here. The Hicks kid is playing at an elite level. You know, he's a dude, and we've got to do a good job of knowing where he's at. But the scary thing is he's drawing a lot of fouls on people.
Yeah.
And everybody he's played, he's getting a lot of calls, a lot of fouls. Because he does he score on all three levels, but he hangs. He just kind of floats in the air and kind of shows you that ball, and you want to go down to it, and he's strong enough to finish through you. We can't foul him. I mean, I just talked a little bit about our depth. We got to stay out of foul trouble tonight. We're already extremely shorthanded as it is, but, you know, we've always had the next man up mentality, and tonight we're going to probably dig a little deeper than we have all year. And so the way I look at it, it looks like a great opportunity you know, to show some good mental toughness tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, this this Searcy team is, you know, they've beaten some teams that I would have in the past expected them to beat. It appears Wayne Heron has really done a good job since taking over that program.
He really has. They're just watching them on film this week. They're a lot harder to scout and prepare for. He's doing a really good job with them. And that just happens a lot. But it's also really nice when you can come in and you've got a 6'5" just stud like he does in Hicks. Kids like that make everybody's job a lot easier. He's done a fantastic job for them. And I know they're throwing a lot of different things at us this year. They've made our scout session probably tripled of what it was last year with these guys.
Well, Josh, again, congratulations on that win Friday, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate you, Matt. Thanks for all you do, my man. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was Matt Salton, boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Searcy 27-16. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mount Holmes girls leading Searcy 27-16 at the break. Mount Holmes already with one player in double figures. That is Kate Gilbert with 16 points, 8 on the night so far for Anna Grace Foreman and 3 for Leah Jackson. For Searcy, their leading scorer is Meredith Weber with 6 points, all from behind the arc. 5 for Hagen Bryant off the bench. 3 for Sharia Brown, all from the free throw line. She was 3 of 4 from the charity stripe in the first quarter. And 2 points for Nalia Hadley. Mount Salem committed 7 turnovers in the first quarter, but not a single one in the second, so they did a much better job taking care of the ball. Searcy's got 8 turnovers in this game so far. This game has had 1 tie and 5 lead changes. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Mount Salem leading at the break 27-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan and...